I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show. As always, we really appreciate your support and are so very thankful that you're taking the time this morning to listen in, and hopefully you will be encouraged and inspired and motivated. And that's just what we want to do with I've Decided. We want to provide you all the resources and inspiration and motivation, everything you need in order to be successful in your goals, your dreams, whatever it is that you would like to accomplish. We want to be your go-to place for success and transformation. If you hadn't checked out our website yet, we'd encourage you to do that. IveDecided.org. You can log in and see all the local events that we have and get connected. Sign up for our email. It's free to do that. You can get connected to our community and start learning more about what we have going on. And so I want to, again, just thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your support. And I am really excited about the show. I'm always excited about every show, honestly. They're all so unique and great in their own right. And this week's show is no different. I am really sitting here with this lady that's just smiling back at me, just so smiley, Charlie Samuel. Hey, Charlie, how are you today?
I'm doing really great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. So excited to have you on the show. Thanks for joining me.
It's been exciting.
I know.
It's kind of a new experience for me.
Never been on a radio show before?
I did it once for a fundraiser.
A fundraiser. Okay, awesome. Well, you know, it was a couple of weeks ago that you sent me an email. And it made my day, Charlie, I have to say. It was just the sweetest email. You shared a success story. You had saw a post that we put out from our I've Decided Facebook page. We try to put out encouraging and motivational things. And it really had an impact on you and got you moving in a direction towards some of your goals. So why don't you just share your stories? Just start, you know, who is Charlie Samuel?
Well, before today, the last 7 or 8 years, I spent my time as a caregiver. My mom called, and I was at ISU finishing up, and she said, "Your grandmother has end-stage Alzheimer's. We need you to move home." So I moved home to help out because we were never going to put grandma in a nursing home. And the doctor said she had about 6 months, 3.5 years later.
They just don't know, do they?
They have no idea, and she had a drive. She'd always had this drive. So she just kept going. We kept doing stuff with her, family trips, trying to make life comfortable for her all the way till the end. Shortly after she passed, my mom then was diagnosed with breast cancer, had complications of every sort from an infection, losing her leg, and I became her caregiver. And so that's what I did for 7.5 years, was go from caring for my grandmother to caring for my mother and focusing all my energy on them, because, you know, they raised me to be a strong female and I wanted to give back to them and never stop. And my mom passed unexpectedly last August, and I kind of was floundering, just kind of.
Well, right, because you've been doing that for 7 years, and so that kind of becomes your identity, doesn't it?
Yeah, and that's who I knew I was. And I, even at the funeral services, family members were like, "Well, now you can focus on you." And I kept saying, "But what does that look like? What does that look like?" And I just kind of, you know, I teach middle school, so I was invested. You know, teachers are busy. So I didn't have to worry about it. I'm like, okay, I'll worry about my students and I'll invest my time there. And a post had popped up on Facebook. I'm just scrolling through, and it said, it was with New Year's. It was like, change one behavior. I was like, I can do that. I can change one behavior. Let's not make it overwhelming. I will change one thing. And I thought about it, and I was like, I think I'm going to go back to Riverplex, find the class I like, go to the gym, start losing the weight. And that was...
You had said before the show started airing, you had a on and off again relationship with a gym.
Yes. I kept breaking up with gym on a regular basis because I would love a class. And then
I bet that sounds familiar to a lot of people tuning in. So, yeah, that makes sense. So you decided that you're going to get back to the gym.
Yeah. And I was going to Riverplex, walking the track, treadmill, and I kept like looking down and I could hear the music from this class and it was like hip hop. And I'm like, that looks really fun. I can't do that. And I, you know, looked again. I can't do that. I was like, nope, I'm going to go in. And I made one more decision. I'm going to walk in that class. I'm going to take it. Hot Mess Express is the way I described my first couple of times going in there.
Hot Mess Express.
But the instructor was so inviting. Everybody in the class was having so much fun. You kind of forgot that you were messing up. And I left class with a smile. And the instructor said, see you tomorrow. I have another class tomorrow. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll give it another try. I'll go back again. Went back, left class with a smile. And I think that's been the key for me is whatever class I'm doing, whatever group fitness class, if I leave with a smile, even if it's not perfect, it's not going the way I want it to, I'm a little sore, I left with a smile.
You're and happy you did it. And speaking of instructors, we have to give a little shout out to Kristen Weary.
Absolutely.
We had her on the show a few weeks ago. Did you know that?
She had posted it on Facebook, and I saw the clip on it, and I also know Nyssa from Richmond.
Yeah, yeah. So Nyssa and obviously Nyssa Catton works out at Lincoln College, and Lincoln College is one of our business members, and this is a good time to give our business members a shout-out because it's because of our business members like Lincoln College that we're able to do what we do. We're able to have this show and all the local events that we put on and provide for the community is because of our business members. And so we're very grateful for them, especially Junction City, our presenting sponsor. They're huge supporters of us. So little shout out there. But Nyssa Catton from Lincoln College, Kristen Weary was their first student and their first graduate. And so she was on sharing her success story. So little shout out because Kristen was your instructor.
Yes,
of this
and she's
class that you were.
She's still an instructor and mentor and friend, and I feel very thankful. I think God sets people in your path, and I think she's one of those people because she has this bubbly, effervescent personality. I'm like, I want to be like that. I want to be around people like that, and I've created my new tribe of fitness people based on, let's you know, find joy in it, and I will try any class with anybody. You want me to go kickboxing? I will go with you. Because I want them to find their joy. I want them to find something that they do that they leave and they're happy.
Right, because it's different for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I so agree with you, Charlie. We talk about this a lot. And it's exercises, any exercise is great. Just find something you like. Yeah. Find something, like you said, that puts a smile on your face. I love that. If it makes you smile, it's probably a good place for you to go.
And it's 4% of your day. 1 hour is just 4% of your day. Give yourself 4% of your day where you're happy.
That's awesome.
That's what you have to do. You have to be happy for at least 1 hour a day.
That's right. And I loved that you're a teacher. I love that I see this energy and your positive attitude. And I think, man, these are the kind of teachers we need, giving our kids back this positive energy.
And my students have actually been really enthusiastic. They're like, Miss Samuel, you're losing the weight. And, you know, they get kind of territorial about it. Like, well, why are you losing the weight?
They want to make sure everything's okay.
And I'm like, no, everything's healthy. I found this really fun class I like to do. And I, you know, it was encouraging them. And they would want to, like, try my lunches I'd bring into work and, you know, just do different things. And I'm like, go for it, you
and
know?
And so, all right, so you saw this class. You're like, no, I'm afraid. I can't do it. You did that for a couple of days. You ended up joining the class, Kristen's class. And yeah, she is amazing instructor, just so positive. I can see why you would leave with a smile. And we love having her at Studio C.
Yes.
She teaches work. But then you went on above and beyond actually taking the class.
Yes. I had a friend who was like, you love that class. You should teach. I'm like, that's funny. No. And I walked away. I was like, no. Because I had literally gone out and found a list of like every instructor in Peoria. And I was going to their classes. And if I went up to Chicago to see friends from college, we would go to a work class. Like, I was about taking anybody. I'm like, you want to know what I like to do? This is where I go and go have fun. This is my class. And so I'd go like 5-6 nights a week, was going to go be at a work class. And she kept going, no, really, really. Just sign up for the certification. And I literally posted because I think I'd hit like my 45-pound mark for weight loss. And I'm like, yep, doing new things. I've made a decision to sign up for this certification. And I know what I wrote because it's on Facebook. I wrote, yep, I'm going to get certified. I'm never going to teach it, but I'll be certified.
So you thought you would just get certified, but then never teach it. Yeah, That's hilarious.
I was like, yeah, never going to. And once my principal, Heidi Barron, found out, I got, you should teach a class here at school. Teach a class here at school. It's like, what? No, really, teach one.
Like for all the faculty, and teachers and faculty.
Because we've invited Zumba instructors and other ones. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. So now I'm teaching it at school, and now we're trying to figure out a way that I can still teach it in the fall and have, like, we've opened it up to the district. I've had 12 students, which was huge. I'm like, if one person shows up, I will be so thankful and I will dance like there's 100 in front of me. But yeah, it's been like one door after another because I made one decision.
That one decision. You saw an I've Decided post that said you can change one behavior.
Yeah.
And it's true. You know, that's all it takes, because one step begets another step, begets another step. And then once you feel the taste of success, once you recognize you can do something, then it just starts, it inspires you to want to see what you, more you can do, right?
Yeah, because I had been in a balcony collapse in 2007, shattered my leg, broke my back. You know, so you mentally in my head, I was always trying to have limitations, and it just is, they've whittled away. And I think you've got to make a decision to get out of your own way.
Get sometimes out of your own way.
And stop saying, my body can't do this, because at 300 pounds taking that first work class, no, I wasn't like phenomenal at it, but I was showing up and I was doing it.
You're saying you weighed 300 pounds?
At Thanksgiving, I weighed 305, and as of this morning, I weighed 217.
Wow. Oh, my gosh, Shirley, that's amazing. And so you had to change a few things in what you were eating as well.
I went back to being vegetarian. I was raised vegetarian and vegan on and off most of my life, but my mother never was like, you will not eat meat. But I've always been like 70-30, and in January, that was just more of a personal thing. I'm like, I'm not really a big meat eater anyways. I'm going to just go back to eating my veggies. I'm not a pastatarian, because I laugh when people are like, well, I eat macaroni and cheese, that makes me a veggie. No, honey, not pasta, vegetables. So vegetables.
Right. I was funny. We were talking about being vegan, and one of the ladies said, well, Oreos are vegan.
Yes, yes, they are. It's my running joke on Facebook that it's not junk food because it says they're vegan. And like that one decision I have made, I've not told myself no to anything. But because I find so much joy in my work class and my life has gotten better and my tribe is so supportive, I'm not looking and seeking out unhealthy foods.
Yeah.
And it's a weird mental switch, because you're like, oh, I've had a bad day, I'm going to go do this. And I literally would get out like a couple of cookies and eat one. I'm like, I'm not feeling it. It was my body wasn't feeling it. My mental game had to catch up with the physical game where everything changed.
Yeah, because you were changing your environment, your mindset, and everything, Charlie. You are a woman after my own heart. I just am so excited and full of energy just sitting here listening to your story. And I know the listeners are too. And hey, if you are just tuning in, you are tuning in to I've Decided Radio Show this awesome Sunday morning. And I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided, host of your show. And you just were listening to Charlie Samuel just sharing this amazing, empowering success story. I just love it so much. You were caretaking for your grandma and mom for 7 years, you said.
Yeah.
And so you obviously weren't taking care of yourself.
Not the way I was supposed to. Now, when I was taking care of my grandmother, my mother would push me, go get a pedicure, go do something fun, go spend time with your friends. And she was really good about making sure I did my me time. Then when she got sick, I was so consumed with taking care of her, you know, and it was just, I would still go get a pedicure, but I can tell you that having fun with friends is way more of a me time thing for me than getting a pedicure. Not that I don't still go get them, but
right,
finding that balance and knowing that when you stop being a caretaker for me, if my end was because they passed away, and putting those pieces together again and going forward. And everyone tells you, well, I don't know how you do it. By the grace of God, that's how I did it.
Right.
You know, and you've got to just be willing to go, I can go forward. And my grandmother, horrible things happened when she was younger. Both of her brothers died of polio. One was 6 years old, one was 6 months old. Her mother passed away from something. she kept going. She always just kept going and going. Her daughter passed away at 19 from a misdiagnosis, and she kept going. And I went, if she can get through all of that and still keep going and still being this awesome grandmother who would bake cookies and put out everything and invite all of the family over, I can still get up in the morning and go to work, and I can still get up in the morning and start giving myself some time and giving myself some me time and finding my passion and my purpose again. And that's what I've done, is find my passion. And it's made me a better teacher, for sure, and a better friend, I hope. So,
you're just so full. You're so motivating. You're inspiring me. You're motivating me right now, Charlie. I just love it. You've lost, how many pounds is that? From 385 to 217?
88 pounds 88. So far.
Oh, my goodness. That is, I just love it. You, and back to, we were talking about your work class, because we kind of left off. We dropped off where we started, the fact that you did get your certification.
Yes.
So pick up there.
I got certified in April, and they were asking, teach a class. I'm like, where am I going to teach a class? And honestly, I'm like, there's all these awesome instructors in Peoria. I can't compete with them. And I didn't want to miss their classes either.
You felt like you couldn't compete with them, because technically you could. You just... maybe you yeah. felt like you couldn't. You and had that mindset. That
mindset, and I'm also a little selfish because I like my classes. And that's the difference. When you're teaching it, we have a cueing. And so you'll stop like mid-move and start cueing the very next thing you want your participants to do. And I like to finish things. As a dancer for 22 years, I like to finish. So when I go to class, I get to finish the move. When I'm teaching it, I have to you're focused on, okay, are they doing this? What modification do I need to do? Oh, they look like they're struggling with this, and like thinking on the fly like a regular classroom teacher. So that part's good for me. I can think on the fly. But just being aware of everything going on in the room with 10 people or 2 people, okay, they're really doing well with this, and getting their feedback from their physical, and trying to read their faces. Are they struggling? Do they need this?
Yeah. You know. So as an instructor, it's a lot different than actually teaching the class. Than doing the class.
Yeah.
So you did become an instructor. You started teaching at your school. Mm-hmm. And now you're probably going to be joining Studio C sometime soon, hopefully.
I've talked with Kathy about it. I'd love to do a weekend class there, or an early morning class, because I love my early morning work, and there's only one in Peoria right now at 5:15.
Yeah. And we need an early morning class. We really do. I think it would be I think people would come. Sometimes I think a lot of people like to come before work and just get it done. I mean, I know I run in the morning early, and that's the time that's best for me. I need to get in and, get my run and be done. So what exactly is work?
Work is hip hop and pop dance fitness. So you're learning routines, but they're repetitive. So there's either a 2, 4, or 8 count for most of the songs. And so we'll show you something, you'll stumble. When I'm learning the new routine, if I recorded myself, people would laugh. But you learn, and then we repeat it again, and then repeat it again. So by the end of that song, or the next time you come to class, because it's the same music set, you're going to pick it up. And a lot of it's just kind of repetitive. You got to be willing to let go, though, and not be in control, and just let go and just feel the moment and be in the music. And you'll notice all of your instructors will make crazy faces.
And what do you mean by that? Crazy faces, like doing the moves, or just
making fun, kind of like almost interpreting the songs, when it tells you to be a little more street, you get a little more make that dirty look and mean look on your face. Or sticking your tongue out when you're doing something really goofy that feels weird, and you're like, this is fun.
That's awesome. And so are you teaching any other classes outside of at your school yet? Or
not yet. I talked with Gold's Gym, and they're thinking about doing a pop-up class maybe. So we will see, because Peoria's Gold's Gym doesn't have work, but the one in Bloomington does.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So she's supposed to get back to me, because I'm like, I would love to do it in more places.
Well, I'm going to have to talk to Kathy at Studio C and tell her, you better get Charlie on your calendar, because everybody's going to be stealing her, and she's not going to be available. I'll have to make sure she knows to get on that right away, especially if you can do a morning class, because the morning would be really, really awesome. So that's just such an incredible story. One post that said you can change one behavior that we put out on I've Decided.
Mm-hmm.
You made that decision. You stuck the stake in the ground. You said, I can do that. And from there, you've lost 88 pounds. You've become an instructor of a dance class, work, and you're in the studio with me now sharing your success story. I would love to know, though. I mean, just bring us in to this story that from the moment you made that decision, and what did you do different? Like, what? I know there are people that are listening that are saying, man, she's making it sound so easy. And we know it's not easy.
It's not easy.
So help us understand, like, what are some changes that you made? You talked about becoming a vegetarian, but just eating more vegetables. Just bring us back into those last months.
I'm making a single decision. So for me, I can't restrict anything. I will rebel too fast. So I couldn't say, no, I can never have a piece of cake, or I can never have pasta. So it had to be positive things. I will go to the gym. I will go to the gym 3 times a week. So, and it was a decision. And I would make literally a poster, like a 8x10 poster, and hang it in my living room of what my decision for this week was. So this week it was, you know, drink 8 glasses of water, or get up at 5 and go on a walk. But it was a single decision. And if it stuck with me, or if I enjoyed that new decision and I was doing well with it, then I added another decision or another change. But it had to be positive things. And because I think about my students, positive reinforcement, being negative with them and saying, you cannot do these things. They just see everything as a negative. So if you say, I would like you to do this, and I think you'll be more successful, and I put it in a positive spin. So for myself, I put it in a positive spin and kind of use my teacher methods to say, I will go and do work. And for first 2 months, that's all I focused on was, okay, I found a class I like, and I will go to that. And my friend at school, Emily, she's like, be on my team. We've got this Biggest Loser competition. Be on my team. I was like, okay. And we were doing that. We had like weekly weigh-ins, and it was a fun little like competition between the teachers. Everybody was in pairs. And we were just slowly changing. She's like, I really want to cut out sugar. I was like, okay. So I put a note up in my house. I will avoid sugar. Now, I like my coffee with sugar.
So did you start drinking black coffee?
Nope. I just didn't have coffee for a week.
So you just let, you're like, if I can't have the sugar in the coffee, just not drinking coffee.
Yeah, I don't do like flavored creamers. I'm just a very traditional cream and sugar since I was little. And my mother would catch me trying to make or take her coffee and guzzle it. So I drink it the same
way. That's the way you've always drank it. So you actually gave up the coffee?
I went to green tea. I was drinking like 4 or 5 green teas all day long. And my students were like, Miss Samuel, can you drink your coffee? You're being a little difficult.
Yeah, because you probably had some withdrawals, right?
Some withdrawals, and I think I was just like a little bit probably more on edge. And they're like, no, really, I'll buy you some Starbucks. I'm like, oh, no, okay, I need to go back to my coffee. This is not something that's going to stick. And that's what I think people need to realize. Don't beat yourself up over the change you've decided on that doesn't work.
Right.
It didn't work. Pick something else.
It didn't work for you. You can make...
It might work in a year, it might work in 2 months, but today, this week, it didn't work, and I gave everything a short timeline.
So did you go back to just drinking black coffee, or did you add your sugar?
I went back to my cream and sugar.
And great, good for you. Now, is that all the sugar that you continue to have, or did you? One of the things that I find is I don't tell myself, I'm like you, Charlie, I don't tell myself I can't have anything. I tell myself, actually, I say I can have anything I want to.
Mm-hmm.
If I want it, I can have it. I never say, oh, I can't eat that because I'm health. You know, I try to eat healthy, so I don't eat that, or I can't have that. I can have it. I choose not to.
Yeah, and that's for...
That's a difference. Now
and my
I'm
cravings.
Empowered.
Yeah.
Now I'm empowered. I'm saying, I can have it if I want to, but I don't want to.
And my cravings are different.
That's
so,
right.
Like right now this summer, it's been pineapple and strawberry pretty much every day. That is like... the top of my list every morning. I open my fridge, fresh cut pineapple and strawberry. That's like the first thing I want. And I've had Oreos sit in my house for a month and I had to throw them out because I'm sure they were stale because I had them.
You could have them if you wanted.
If I walked in the kitchen, one of them I could have. I'd never really, they're there.
It's the same thing I tell the ladies when I'm coaching them. It's a mindset. Once you start seeing yourself as healthy, active, fit, happy, your mind doesn't want to do those things that you did when you weren't happy, when you weren't healthy, when you weren't fit.
Yeah.
And it's not that you may not feel, you might feel like, well, I'm not healthy, I'm not fit, I have all this weight to lose. No. You start walking in who you are, and then that's what you become.
Yeah.
You are healthy. You are active. You are fit. You're doing it, right?
Yeah, and it's a hard shift. It's a hard mental shift. And thank God for the work tribe of instructors, because there's an instructor in Bloomington, Jessica, and she told me, oh, I've lost 120 pounds. So she was the first one I turned to when I went shopping, and I realized I'm not in the plus department anymore, but I felt really out of place being in the ladies department. I felt like an imposter. It was just very weird. And I said, did you feel like that? She was, absolutely. Keep trying on the clothes. I went, okay. And I went like back in, because I messaged her, and I'm like, I feel really weird, but you might have gone through this. She's like, oh, no, we all go through this.
Yeah.
And you have to be open during your experience and as you change. Find a person you trust. Find a group that you trust. But be willing to ask those awkward questions like, when you didn't have to wear this anymore, what did you do?
Well, it's funny. I can remember when I was losing all of my weight, I would be like, okay, I'm a size whatever. And I think that's the size I am. And then I would get those clothes sizes when I was shopping, and I'd go try it on, and they would all be like too big. And I would be like, but this is my size. And you still see yourself at that size. So you would keep getting that size thinking, these things must be cut really big or something,
yeah.
You know? And then finally you realize, well, maybe I'm down a size. And so that, I know, I can relate to what you're saying.
And the teachers would tell me, your clothes aren't fitting you. And I'm like, oh, are they too tight? And they're like, no, they're hanging off of you. You need to go shopping. I was like, oh, because I wasn't picking it up like as quickly as people visually pick it up. I was just like, I was happy in my little, like, I'm going to work. I'm happy. I'm feeling healthier. I'm more energetic. I can keep up.
Yeah, that's a lot of weight, Charlie. I mean, you must feel amazing. And that's in less than a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so you said are you vegan or vegetarian?
Vegetarian. For the month of July, I want to push myself to be vegan. My grandmother was vegan, and we're actually going, friends of mine are going with me to a vegan festival in Chicago.
Really?
So it'll be kind of like I call myself the lazy vegetarian, because, it takes time to do all that stuff. So usually at night for dinner, I'll throw in mushrooms and some spinach, onions and garlic, and just, that'll be dinner. Or I'll take hummus and put it on a wrap and add that to it and make it into a wrap. But I'm like the lazy vegetarian. I'm like, no unique dishes. So I'm hoping to get inspired at the vegan festival in Chicago.
When is the vegan festival?
June 30th.
June 30th. I would like to go to that, but I'm going to be in Florida.
They have them all over.
Really? I've got a few friends that are vegans. I'll have to make sure they know about that. I've actually been dabbling into vegetarian and vegan and being more, I've been eating fish. Lots of fish. I love seafood. I was raised in the Gulf Coast.
The only thing I miss is fish.
I love seafood. So I think they call that something else.
Pescatarian.
Pescatarian. That's what I've been dabbling in, because I'm like, I got to have my seafood. I just love that so much. But I've been leaving off the meats. I've been eating all fresh fruits and vegetables. I just kind of was inspired by a few friends that were talking about it, being vegetarian and vegan. And I'm like, at first I'm like, I can't do that. Kind of like how you were with your workout, right? And then yeah. I'm like, then I kind of inspired myself, because I said the word can't. I'm like, well, I can do it if I want to. So then I decided, I'm going to see how that goes. I've been doing it for a few weeks now. It's actually great.
I feel more energized on my, like, especially if I go for just a vegan day where it's just no dairy, no nothing. I'm fine. And the only hard part for me will be giving up the cheese.
Oh, yeah. See, that hasn't been too terrible. But like I said, I've been doing fish. So anyway, Charlie, your story is so great. And I know that the listeners, you guys, you had to get motivated and feel the energy that I feel here in the studio while I've been talking to Charlie. I love that you sent me a note. Thank you. It made me feel so good to know that what we're doing at I've Decided is making a difference. And so, and that encouraged me to keep going, to keep doing what we're doing. So thank you for taking the time.
Absolutely. And that's one thing I've learned is, if you appreciate anybody, someone, or something that's been done for you, tell them. because you have no idea the difference it'll make for someone else. And when people thank me, I'm like, you can kind of carry it with you for a few days and you feel really good. And you should be putting that out in the universe every day, is the positives.
That is so true, because it really made my day. I'm like, oh, it is making a difference, because sometimes you start to think nobody cares, right? Yeah. And so you made my day, and I loved having you on the show, and I know it inspired someone. There's someone listening, maybe it's you, listening that needed to hear Charlie's story and be inspired today. I hope you'll stick the stake in the ground and make a decision. Declare what it is that you want to accomplish. What are your goals? What are your dreams? And get connected with us at I've Decided so that we can help you along your journey to be successful. We want you to be successful. That is our mission. Your success is our mission. You can get connected to us at ivedecided.org, or you can email me at kim@ivedecided.org as well. Would love to hear from you. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Charlie, thanks again.
Thank you for
having
me.
Appreciate it. I can't wait to take your work class back at Studio C. It's going to be great. It'll be a lot of fun. All right. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, everybody.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?